are a driven international professional or manager, have achieved quite a bit already, but are asking yourself from time to time, what do I really want? How do I want to work and live? Then this is your podcast. I'm Gina Friedrich, career and life coach for people who want to actively shape their future. Every second Thursday, I release interviews for you with inspiring, successful, as well as renowned international personalities from the world of business, NGO, and sports. They all will share with you what these questions mean to them, how they handled obstacles in their lives, and shaped their journey to where they are today. You are curious and don't want to miss anything? Visit me on gina-friedrich.com or sign up for this podcast right here. And now, let yourself be inspired on your very personal journey towards the future that you wish for. Off we go! Hi, I am Gina Friedrich, as you have just heard in the intro. And if you're asking yourself from time to time, what is my individual path, then I want to bring to you inspiration, motivation, and exciting interview guests throughout this podcast and accompany you throughout your own journey. Before we get fully started in episode 1, let me share 3 key infos with you about this podcast. First, you should know for whom this is the right podcast, so you know if you're right here. The second answer I want to give you is why I brought this podcast to life. And yeah, I will include a couple of words about my personal background here. This is then followed by a third thing, which is around the value this podcast is adding to your life. But before I start, I really want to thank you for listening, and I'm super happy and excited to have you here. So the first point I want to share is whom this is the right podcast for. I want to reach people who have achieved quite a bit already, but are at a turning point or are asking themselves, what is their path? And yeah, what is it that they really want? For example, because they feel that there is more that drives them. It could also be the current job setting that somehow doesn't feel right anymore, or yeah, maybe they even feel stuck. Maybe they just don't want to leave things to coincidence any longer and want to actively shape their own path. As this is a podcast with English and German episodes in the mix and interview guests that share their professional journey that have led to diverse stints abroad, this podcast is reaching out to global minds or those who aim to become one. If you are now thinking, yeah, this kind of fits to me and my situation, then amazing, because you're exactly right here. Let's go to the second part and why I brought this podcast to life. But yeah, to do this, I think I should just share a bit more about my own story. In the past 17 years, I've created many crossroads for myself and ventured new starts. One reason was that, yeah, after a few years in a position or company, I realized more and more what it is that I do not want. Another reason was that I was curious and, yeah, felt that it was time for a new challenge and that there must be more. My long-term goal was not in sight during these years, I have to admit. What I did was following my gut feel. I gathered information, I spoke to people whose opinion meant something to me, and then I consciously took the next, not always easy step. And of course, feelings of doubt and insecurity were at my side many times, and actually I have to admit that they still are these days sometimes. But I guess that is what happens when venturing into new territories. Today, with more than 14 years of professional experience in marketing and project management, as well as in leading positions in the media, international telco industry, and the educational foundation sector, a quite colorful image of experience has emerged. Yeah, and during these years, I tackled new assignments and adventures at home and abroad repeatedly with joy. I studied and I worked abroad. And yeah, I know the diverse challenges one is facing in everyday work, from a global group corporation to a startup. I know that it gets difficult sometimes to steadily remain true to oneself, whilst still being able to change perspectives and actively bringing about decisions. But at the same time, I know how fulfilling it is to shape one's own path consciously and experience oneself as being impactful. I have learned that there is no right or wrong when it gets to choosing a path. It really just depends on what you make out of it. Today, I know that it was exactly this approach which brought me closer and closer to my goal. Yeah, like an inner guiding thread, you could say. And throughout this journey, I was able to more and more find what really drives me and brings me so much joy. And now I professionally support other people during their own journey by helping them explore their choices, take conscious decisions, and shape their future actively as a career and life coach. What always helped me were conversations with other people. Those who were close to me, that knew me very well and vice versa, but also those that I really barely knew, but who managed to get where I wanted to go. This way I was able to get impressions of their own experiences, I got new impulses and inspiration, and I could then, in addition of course to my own research, make decisions based on my own thoughts, needs and wishes. And this then leads us to part 3. Because this is exactly what I want to bring you with this podcast. Stories of people who successfully made it through such a phase. Valuable impulses and inspiration, as well as motivation. And the opportunity to take a look at your current situations and feelings linked to that from a very different perspective. Therefore, my guests will share with you what a question like, what is my path, means to them, how they handled obstacles in their lives, and how they took and still take important decisions, and how they dealt with feelings of doubt and insecurity. My guests are coming from diverse areas, like the world of business, nonprofits, and sports, and there will also be a couple of experts from time to time, for example, of fields like neuroscience and coaching. Some of my guests you might have heard about, be it as speakers on the TED Talk stage, in the media, as successful entrepreneurs or authors, or from the sports arenas of this world. I want to close this intro episode with a nice quote of Franz Kafka. Paths are made by walking. So make sure you're on your way. Maybe this podcast contributes to you experiencing your life with its many opportunities as an adventure on safe ground. I'm happy and excited to be at your side throughout your journey. Thanks for listening and spending your time with me. And if you like this podcast, sign up for it on iTunes, Spotify, Deezer, or Android Podcasts. Of course, you will also find it on my website under Gina-Friedrich, actually in English being spelled Friedrich, /podcast. And this way you can make sure to not miss out on any of the bi-weekly English episodes. And I would be super happy if you would recommend this podcast to people in your circle of friends or colleagues for whom this topic is relevant and interesting, and you personally wish for them to find their path and start their journey. If you have any questions, criticism, or a request, bring it on. The easiest way would be to visit my website and send me a direct mail, or you connect with me through one of the various social networks. And now I hope you're listening to the first episode. Until then, lots of joy and success. Ciao!